Finance Minister Muhammad Aurangzeb on Tuesday lambasted the Pakistan Bureau of Statistics, PBS, for its failure to timely produce reliable economic and social indicators, as the Bureau blamed political turmoil for its inability to timely hold surveys. The proceedings of a meeting held at the Q Block reinforced that the government was making economic decisions based on data, which was 10 years old, and many of the critical official economic numbers were also not reliable, according to officials who attended the meeting. Sources said that the finance minister was perturbed by the delay in having the latest numbers on poverty, unemployment, reliable data on economic growth, and other critical indicators. Aurangzeb asked his media advisor Khurram Shehzad and chief economist of Pakistan Dr. Imtiaz Ahmad to review the sourcing and processing of data by the PBS for the purpose of producing reliable indicators. Sources added that the chief statistician of the PBS claimed that the surveys could not be finalized on time due to political uncertainty. Meeting participants did not accept the explanation and inquired whether any minister issued instructions to stop the surveys. The chief statistician was not available for comments. PBS works under the administrative control of the Ministry of Planning. The meeting was informed that a majority of surveys had been conducted many years ago. A couple of surveys were held last fiscal year, but their results were not ready. The finance minister had called the PBS to explain reasons behind the lack of availability of latest and credible data on poverty, unemployment, GDP growth, and per capita income. The government's claim that the economy grew 2.7% in the last fiscal year is disputed by many independent experts. The finance minister had also promised to constitute a committee having representation from the private sector to probe the GDP growth figure. So far, he has not established the committee. The chief statistician told the meeting that the economic growth may remain close to 2.7%, but the final position would be clear by September this year, said the sources. One of the reasons for disputing the 2.7% growth claim was that the government showed the livestock sector grew 4.8%, while the last livestock survey had been conducted in 2005-06. The chief statistician explained that the Bureau did not have the exact number of livestock, but was working out the sector's growth based on how much fodder was being consumed every year by animals. Questions were also raised over giving 63.6% weight to livestock in the agriculture sector while the share of crops is only one-third. The meeting questioned the PBS for its failure to work out a reliable figure of per capita income. The government had claimed that the per capita income in fiscal year 2024-25 was $1,824 based on a low population number.